Hello, people. This is the Mad Scientist Supreme talking today about your soul, your spirit. Where does it come from? What is it used for? Well, this comes to several side stories. Let's start with the first one. Out in the islands in Indonesia, there are Stone Age tribes that still exist. Now, you and I can't go see those Stone Age tribes. They're on preserves. They stop anybody from going seeing them. You have them isolated, and once in a while, they allow a researcher to go in and observe and leave. But that's it. Now, we know they're there, and we get some reports from the researchers, but that's about it. Now, let's say you and I were kind of entrepreneur people, and we took some drones that were the size of a fly and flew them in, and they watched the Stone Age tribe from, well, let's say a fly on the wall. You could see and hear everything going on. You could sit in your living room, subscribe for $1 a month, and watch their day-to-day activities. See how they lived, how they talked to each other. Translation extra. And then we would know somewhat what it's like to live in a Stone Age environment. However, we wouldn't know what it's like to be a Stone Age person. Now, another side trip. Aliens. Aliens, if they exist, which I do believe they do, have technology that is thousands of years beyond what we have. Well, in the last 10 years, drones have gotten smaller and smaller and smaller. Well, in another 1,000 years, those drones could be insubstantial. You could have a drone made out of magnetic fields, let's say. It may be something else, but I'm going with magnetic fields. That you can then place in someone, and it would observe everything they observe, it would hear everything they hear, it would feel everything they feel, and record every thought they think. Now, if you were an alien group watching over the Earth for the last 1,000,000 years, you would want the information of how these creatures are evolving, what their day-to-day life is like. So you create these drones, put them in every newborn creature. So the creatures wander about, live their lives, die. Now that drone needs to go back to its origin point. Well, now we go to another side trip. A little invention I came up with when I was in Wyoming. If you took some cattle, see, Wyoming is an open range state. So if you've got cattle on your land and they wander across to someone else's land or to federal land, etc., or across the highway, they're still your cattle and nobody's allowed to mess with them. So if between their horns you put a little solar powered device that when roundup time comes, you just send a signal. And then when they're walking towards you, they hear the sound of running water. But when they're going in the other direction, they hear barking dogs. So you can herd them with this device toward the roundup. Well, when you die, you are drawn to this beautiful, pleasant place with all your past relatives or your relatives that have passed. And they're inviting you in. Well, that's your good place. And then, of course, you've got the fiery, totally terrible place. So you're going to be driven away from that. So they round up your soul, analyze it, download it, and plug it into their own memories so that they can remember what it was like to be you. And then you can duplicate that. Well, if you live a really good life, a positive life, a influential life on humanity, like George Washington. His soul, I'm sure, was worth a lot of souls. So when you're that rich as an alien, you have Star Trek level replicators, you've got immortality, you've got all the benefits of science that is possible. There is no money anymore. There's no possibility of money, but there is information. The only medium of exchange would be information. And the information that is you, your soul, is the value you have to the aliens. So if you change your life now and work hard and become a value to the world, an influence on the world, when you die, your soul will become more valuable. So when the aliens download it, they have value, and you would be duplicated many, many times and shared among all the aliens. Your memories would become remembered. That is the value of your soul. I think that is where we get our souls from, as alien constructs that are sent down to Earth, absorb all this information, go up, download it. Now, after the downloading process, I do believe the souls are reused. Just like a hard drive, you can wipe a hard drive and reuse it. But sometimes, after you wipe a hard drive, when reusing it, you'll find some old corrupted files still exist on the hard drive, because the hard drive wiping process wasn't done 100%. It was done 95%. Well, a little bit of old information still exists in some people. Some people remember parts of their past lives. They remember things that happened in history. Well, it may be that they actually exist, that because of our recycling of souls, that may be. Now, for psychic powers, if you go back and, let's say you die for a short time, your soul goes up and starts the download process, but then they revive you, you come back, you have a connection with this overmind, I'll call it, the great AI in the sky. And with that small, weak connection, you can then have psychic powers. Now, you don't have to die to get it. Some people, I think, are born with that connection, where they can access some of the infinite information that is out there. So, that's my idea for today. I think we all have souls, but I think they're alien spy devices. Thank you very much for listening. This is the Mad Scientist Supreme, signing out.